Welcome back to the Roofing Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Jacob, and today we are interviewing Misty White, one of the founding partners of Rhino Roofers. How are you, Misty?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to finally have you on the show after all the cancellations on both of our ends.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Well, I started in the roofing industry back when I was 18 years old. My dad actually got me the job at a roofing company called Superior Roofing. The owner is Terry Powell, who's one of my huge mentors. Terry just taught me so much in roofing and great guy. Then I left roofing for a little while, had two girls, who's one's 17, one's 12 now, who I absolutely love. Of course, we all love our kids, right? And then after that, I stayed home with them for a while, got back into roofing again with another roofing company where I ran the roofing company. Left there for different reasons. Wanted to expand my options and my opportunities with another roofing company. Mm-hmm. Started with another roofing company called Phoenix Exteriors, and I ran his company for 7 years. And loved the owner, had a great time learning, got lots of experience in that roofing company, ran the operations in San Antonio, and we had a branch in Round Rock as well. And now here I am at Rhino Roofers.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you got into roofing, what was the first position you had?
I started out as an admin at Superior Roofing. Okay. And then I went from admin to got into payroll, got into all the operations.
Awesome.
Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so you know all the back end stuff basically.
Yes. Yeah. So. And when I started at Superior Roofing, he had three people working there. So we went from three people to, when I left there, he had a brand new office down on East Commerce, and he had about 30 employees, sheet metal shop. They started running their own gutter crews, doing all their own metal work. Wow. So it was really fun to see.
Yeah. So how long were you there?
I was there. Let's see. I started when I was 18, and I left when I was 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, and I went to college during that time. So yeah. It was, you know, a life, you know, balance with college and work. Working full time. Yeah,
lots of stuff there.
Yep.
So obviously you have a lot of background in the just running the roofing companies, seeing the background of everything. So what led you to starting Rhino Roofers?
Well, I loved my job at Phoenix Exteriors. Like I said, the owner was really good, and I learned a lot. And I met David Villarreal, who's one of our other partners, and was working for Owens Corning at the time. Great guy. And David introduced me to Dante, who owned a few businesses. Also a really great guy. So between all three of our experiences and just talking and having, you know, meetings, lots of meetings, we decided to start Rhino Roofers. And we all had the same vision, wanted the same culture. We all, you know, we all have kids. We all have, you know, futures to look after. And so between the three of us, it just made sense for us to start our own roofing company.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, obviously Rhino Roofers is a little bit different than most roofing companies.
Yes.
So tell us what that vision and culture was you guys were trying to build here.
Okay. Well, coming from the roofing background that I have, I just saw a lot of, you know, a lot of good things that I saw in the roofing industry, just, between hiring of salespeople, pay structures, the roofing components that go on roofing, the subcontractors that I've worked with. So just seeing all of that. And then with David's background, him being knowing a lot of roofing companies, working for a manufacturer, he had a lot of experience just seeing different roofing companies. So with the combination of that, I feel like I had a lot of stuff I could bring to Rhino Roofers, the good and the bad, you know, leaving the bad out, of course.
Yeah.
So just having that vision of we're going to hire, you know, the right guys for the right positions, having the right sales team, having the right culture. So when you walk in our office, it's fun, it's exciting. you come in and you feel like you're at home, you know. Yeah. Being in the industry, you get a lot of, you know, guys that may or may not make it personality wise, mindset, their vision, the way they've, you know, come from other backgrounds and with culture.
Yeah.
So together, David, Dante, and I just shared that same culture because we knew that we wanted something, the feeling of at home, you know. We want our guys to come in and enjoy the owners, enjoy their teammates, just have that right mindset to go out there and knock it out.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
So looking down the road, what's kind of the vision or the goal for Rhino Roofers, you know, 5-10 years down the road?
Well, we want to, you know, definitely we've started out with a lot of marketing, billboards. We have all of our trucks wrapped. We have, you know, like I said earlier, culture. So we have a great group of guys that, you know, believe in our culture as well and are, you know, have our vision. And, you know, we have a lot of buy-in. And our goal is to be, you know, the largest roofing company in San Antonio and also expand to Austin, the Round Rock area. And I'm familiar with that area, too, because I ran the Round Rock office from, you know, with Phoenix Exteriors. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you kind of talked about hiring salespeople a little bit ago. What do you really look for when you're hiring a salesperson?
Well, we look for, you know, guys that come in that do have the right mindset, that, you know, that are humble, that want to work, that, you know, want to make money. Mm-hmm. You know, that's some of the questions that we ask, you know, what's your past look like as far as selling contracts, if they have a roofing background. But mostly, you know, you look for mindset, you know, you look for, if they, you know, if they have the drive to want to go out there and sell, because we mm-hmm. do a lot of door knocking. So we want to make sure that that's their, you know, something that they want to do.
Yeah.
You know, door knocking isn't fun. You know, a lot of sales guys don't want to do that. So we, you know, that's one thing that we, we want to make sure we, you know, throw in there, because we don't want to hire somebody that comes in and is like, oh man, we got to go door knocking.
Oh yeah. 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 It takes a certain kind of person to want to go out and actually door knock.
Yes.
To want to do it. I mean, some people will do it because it's their job and they know it's going to make them money.
Yeah.
But it takes a certain person to want to do it.
Yeah. And during our hiring process, I mean, we hire a lot of guys that, you know, have a roofing background. And then we've hired guys that don't have a roofing background.
Right.
And so the guys that do have a roofing background, we get them together with the ones that want to canvas. Mm-hmm. So, you know, which is also known as door knocking. Some people don't know it, you know, canvassing, which I'm finding out as I interview people, like, what's canvassing?
Yeah.
But you know, so we like to connect the two, you know, so we have, you know, that, so they have that right mindset going into the field.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, one question I ask a lot is when a sales guy is looking to either join the industry or looking for a different company to work for, what are some signs that they should look for that it's a good roofing company?
I mean, just walking in and seeing, you know, Irene smile right when you walk in.
That's true. She's very nice.
Yeah. driving up and seeing all the wrap trucks. I mean, you know, that walking in, you get, I mean, being a business owner, you want to, you know, like I said earlier, you want to have that feel good feeling when you walk in and just feel happy and welcomed and just, you know, right away feel the culture.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, when guys come in and want to interview with us, they walk into a really nice conference room and, you know, usually it's a panel of people. So, you know, we have several of us interviewing. I'm sure that can be a little nerve wracking.
Yeah. A little intimidating.
Yeah. Even when we interviewed you, although I wasn't in there.
No, there was only two people in that interview. That one wasn't bad.
Yeah.
And I've known David for a long time. So
yeah,
I felt comfortable.
Yeah. And David's real good at, you know, interviewing. He makes everybody feel very comfortable right away. Yeah. And that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I will say, you know, nothing against my old company, they just weren't on the size that we're at here. Walking in here, it's a whole different atmosphere of just, it's more of an office feel, you know, less of a construction company, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like most roofing companies, you walk into their office if they have one and it just feels like you're at a construction company, you know, any other construction company. And, you know, they might have an office or two with some admin staff working in there, but it's, you know, usually a big warehouse and it's, a little small office, and it just feels a little less friendly and at home, you know, whereas here, you know, we don't even have a warehouse. It's just a full office, and it's nice. You walk in, see Irene smiling and the nice conference room, and you keep walking. There's a ping pong table, and David will challenge you and beat you if you try to challenge him.
Well, yeah, he just, you know, hits the ball a little too hard sometimes. It intimidates the guys.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But, I mean, and then you don't forget the snacks and the coffee and the drinks, you know.
We have, you know, people. I'm going to get fat over here. There is candy out 24/7, donuts all the time.
Yep. And then we get special requests from sales managers to provide stuff. No, not mentioning names, Jacob.
Just because I want Dr. Pepper in the fridge. Yeah.
But yeah, like I, you know, we're, like I said, you know, culture to us is like very important. And that's why we have the Rhino Roofer sign in the front lit up. You know, I feel like when you walk in and you see that and the TV playing with our commercial, like, you know, you don't get that construction background feeling when you walk in. You get, you know.
Yeah. It's definitely like an office feel. Like this is an actual kind of corporation type thing that, you know, they've kind of gotten off the ground. They're actually doing something. You know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's definitely the feeling I got when I walked in, and I like it a lot.
Good.
So, you know, what would you say you love most about the roofing industry?
I would say I mean, I love, you know, let me start over. I being in the roofing industry and having experienced a storm, like a hailstorm myself, I know how devastating that is. You know, and when you don't know what to do, who to call, like you're just standing outside looking at your vehicles with dings all over it, looking at your roof, looking at your siding, your screens, your windows busted out. Like, I mean, I've lived in San Antonio all my life, and I've definitely experienced some pretty bad hailstorms. So to me, you know, having that understanding of a hailstorm and helping customers out. So when they call and they're like, you know, I have some kind of damage on my roof. I don't know what I have up there, but I know I need somebody to come out and look at it. Being able to help them, you know, it makes me feel happy because I've been there. You know, and when you've been in a devastating experience, you want to make somebody's life easy. You want to make them feel happy. You want to make them feel comfortable with their, you know, the process.
Yeah.
So I'd have to say definitely just being a support system to our customers and just guiding them to, you know, where they need to be. And even outside of a storm season, just being able to talk to customers and, you know, acknowledging them. And even if they call in for a repair, you know, we want to be able to jump on that repair and go out there and take a look at it and just something to, even if it's something so small as, you know, lifting up a shingle and nailing it back down or, you know, a shingle flies off or drip edge got loose or whatever it is. Just going out there and fixing that and making it, you know, making them happy that their roof isn't going to leak.
Right.
You know, walking away from that, it's a good feeling, you know, because as a homeowner, you don't, it's scary thinking your roof could leak.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like I even... Like, I had water on my carpet the other day. I don't know where it came from. Probably one of my kids. And the first thought I had was, is my roof leaking? You know, and for a brief moment, I, like, panicked. Even though I own a roofing company, it's still, you know, it's a horrible experience, really.
Yeah.
So, you know, for our customers to be able to call us and we, are, you know, always have somebody available to go out there and take a look at their roof, I find a lot of, you know, excitement and I'm happy that I can help people out like that.
For sure. Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, we were in an interview and I forgot how he phrased it, but he said, you know, what's your, something along the lines of what your favorite thing about your job is. And it was that same thing, like being able to help somebody after a storm, put their house back together. It's just an awesome feeling, you know, and I've gone through a number of storms now in San Antonio and seen some pretty bad stuff. I've seen hail go through people's roofs and destroy so much of their home, you know? So it's really cool to be able to help people like that and just be, you know, almost a household name in the city, you know, which is kind of where we're working too.
Yep. That's our goal. Yep.
So, When we talk about, you know, roofing and sales guys, would you say that the industry is for everybody?
No, I don't think so. I think, like I said earlier, you really got to have the mindset to go out and sell a roof.
Yeah.
The drive, you know, the humbleness about you. And, you know, it's not even like when you're selling a roof, it's not even, you're selling the product, but you're also, you know, wanting to, you know, sell yourself, personality. You know, a lot of people, you go out there and you talk to a customer and they're going to love to buy from you, Jacob, because you have a great personality. You know, you're honest. You're not trying to sell a roof that doesn't need any repair or doesn't need to be a full replacement. Maybe it needs a repair. You know, so I think a combination of that makes a good salesperson for roofing. And maybe some guys can go out and sell pest control or can sell siding or sell cars or whatever. But I mean, I think in my experience, I feel like it does take a special person, you know, to sell roofs, especially if you're having to canvas. And then, you know, it's hot in the summer. You know, nobody wants to get out there and get sweaty.
Yeah, especially in South Texas.
Yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So, I mean, finding the right fit. And you can hire, you know, roofing guys that want to just come in and make money.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you know, your heart really needs to be in it.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I mean, just from what I've seen.
Yeah. So would you say that for those that do fit in the industry, you know, can you make a lot of money in this industry?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. You can. And even outside, a lot of people try to get into roofing companies during a storm.
Mm-hmm.
But there's money in it and outside of a storm. I mean, we see it every day. You know, we have some great sales guys that are signing, you know, 10 contracts a month, you know, and all because of that, you know, mindset and networking, getting on Nextdoor, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Like, you know, you get your network base and your referral base up, and everybody needs a roof.
Yeah.
You know, look how many houses there are. I think David knows the number on that, but there's...
No, trust me. It's been ingrained into us. 600,000 homes in San Antonio. Everybody gets a roof replaced on average every 10 to 15 years. And there's an average contract value. And if we can get so much of the business, we talk about that all the time.
Yes. So we, you know, definitely there's always a need for a roof.
Always a need for a roof. Yes. Yeah, I do think that. And I think a lot of people in this industry have this idea of a storm chaser model. And they just like, they rely on only a storm. They rely on the insurance companies to pay everything.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to sell a retail roof, you know? But that's not how you create a sustainable business.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
So, you know, what would you say the percentage is, if you know just off the top of your head, insurance to retail jobs that your team does?
Like insurance jobs that might turn into retail or just going out and doing a...
Insurance versus retail. Like, you know, if you bring in, you know, 50 contracts in a month, how many of those do you think would be insurance versus retail?
Probably 40% retail.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty high from what I've, you know, being in the roofing industry, we do quite a bit of retail jobs.
Yeah. And in your past companies, did you guys mostly focus on one over the other?
We focused a lot on insurance, but we pushed for retail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. I love retail. It's so much easier to just go through the whole process. You know, it makes it quick for everybody. You know, I love retail stuff.
I do too. And I definitely, you know, I pushed for that at my old, you know, the old company I worked for, but
yeah,
our guys found it easier just to push for insurance. So
yeah. No, understandable.
But yeah, I agree.
So, you know, in this industry, there's a lot of different, models that we've seen as far as pay structure go, and how people run their companies. But as far as tax classification, there's two different ones, 1099 and W-2. What's your preference?
I prefer W-2. And I'm familiar with W-2. All the companies that I've worked for had W-2 employees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we would hire 1099 if they, you know, didn't want to be W-2 and, you know, want so much of the full-time mindset of coming into the office and being held accountable and having to, you know, match our numbers and, you know, but I mean, $10.99 is not horrible, but I just feel like for our where we're trying to move our company towards, and for a culture standpoint, I feel like W-2 is the way to go for our company.
Yeah.
But I mean, either way, we have a $10.99 guy right now, and I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
And he's going to move into W-2 probably on your team.
Yeah. Yep.
But definitely, I mean, like I said, I think W-2 is the way to go. Just for that accountability, they get a company truck.
Yeah.
They get all the, bells and whistles and, iPad resources.
Yeah.
I feel like you appreciate your job more.
Yeah.
Get all the benefits.
Health insurance is nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not having to pay for your own health insurance, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So how many sales guys do you guys have on your team right now?
We have 8 right now.
And are you looking to hire more before the storm season?
Yes. Our goal is 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So
that'll be a big team.
Yes. So we're super excited about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then as far as like insurance claims go, there's people who do full claims and people who do roof only. What's your preference and what are you guys doing right now?
So we're sticking with roofing and gutters.
Okay.
Yeah. And speaking of gutters, we have our own gutter machine and gutter crew, and we're going to be diving into that. And I'm excited about that also, especially for storm season, because trying to find a gutter crew when a hailstorm hits, I mean, you can find them, but they're booked out.
Yeah.
Weeks, months.
We experienced that last year.
Yeah.
Getting gutters was like 8 weeks out.
Yeah.
If that, like that was the minimum, and it was terrible. So it'll be really nice. I know we were just looking at the wrap for the van yesterday morning, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And I mean, as a contractor, roofing company / contractor, taking on too many trades, it becomes a little messy at the end.
Oh yeah.
So, sticking with roofing and gutters, the process is a lot faster and the homeowners are a lot happier.
Mm-hmm.
We will come to the table with, some references as far as, other contractors that they may need.
Right.
If they need siding or windows or anything outside of gutters and roofing, just so they, don't feel so lost if they need other trades done.
Yeah.
But as far as, owning a roofing company and, trying to get, roofing done in a timely manner, get your invoice, paid for from the insurance company, you just want to stick with those two trades. It's just, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And roofing and gutters kind of goes hand in hand. So, it's a lot easier to get those two to work and build a gutter crew than it is to, try and do windows and roofing, those don't go together as much,
No, they don't.
So it is smart to get gutters into your business.
Yeah.
And, I think it's cool also to be able to have it in house, have our own gutter crew, I think it'll be really good if we have a good hailstorm this year, that it'll make things a lot smoother to go that way.
Oh, for sure. You were yawning. Am I boring?
No, I'm exhausted today. I couldn't get any sleep last night. And I had to wake up early, make sure I didn't miss the meeting like I did yesterday.
Having that day off because of Texas shutting down with the ice storm, like I think just that lazy day made everybody tired.
Oh, it definitely did.
Yeah. It was nice to, be home, but yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah. Speaking of, Texas basically, at least San Antonio, basically shut down yesterday because it got to like 27 degrees. How sad is that?
Very sad.
Yes.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. I know people in other states that were just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I have my sister calling me that her water heater wasn't working, so she's freaking out. But from the last year's storm, when we got shut down because of all the snow.
Yeah.
She went out and bought a full-on generator that powers up her whole house. So did David.
Oh, man. But I ordered 10 bundles of firewood not too long ago to prepare, just in case.
Yeah.
I was burning 2x4s in my fireplace last year because I had no firewood.
Oh, no.
Wasn't prepped and ready for that. That's
well,
for sure.
Our production guy was out delivering firewood yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, I did see him out. I think he got on a roof, too.
Yeah. That was not, very safe, but
hey.
He had cougar paws on.
Yeah. So it works. Cougar paws, stick really well to icy shingles.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably had a fun slip and slide opportunity there.
Probably.
Yeah. So when it comes to somebody looking to, say, start their own business, right? What would your advice be to that person?
Try to find the best stress pills you can. No. I got lucky because I started my company or our company with David and Dante, and they, like I said earlier on, like we all share the same vision, same culture. But I think the biggest thing is just, you know, being organized, mm-hmm. you know, on paper, in your head, coming to the table with, you know, with what you envision, mm-hmm. you know, that helped. We wrote everything down before we even started our company.
Yeah.
Of exactly, you know, we bullet pointed everything on what visions we had as far as marketing, as far as the culture we wanted, the team we wanted to hire, how big we wanted to get, how quickly we wanted to get big. And here we go again, Jacob yawning.
I'm trying to step away from the mic so that I can yawn and not make noise, but man.
I think he needs a shot of espresso.
See, the thing is I ordered coffee and somebody brought me a small coffee instead of a big coffee.
It was a medium coffee.
Still.
But two shots.
Not big enough, we'll put it that way. Obviously. Still yawning.
Anyway, so yeah. So just, I think that just... being organized and then wanting to do it. Like it's been a lot of fun starting up our company.
Right.
We've had a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
You know, we're not perfect. We've, you know, put stuff down on paper and we've changed things 100 times just, right. you know, to get it the way we want it to be. And then just coming from an operations background that I have, like putting the operations together has been easy for me. But there's still things that I did at my other companies that I didn't want to do with my company. So changing things around on an operation side, an admin side in the company, you know, just look for things like that, starting up your company, make mm-hmm. sure, because without operations running smoothly, it can become a mess really fast.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now I see a lot of times what happens is a salesman comes in, makes a lot of money selling roofs and says, well, screw this. I could start my own business and make a lot of money, right? And so a lot of times when we see new roofing companies pop up all the time, it's a salesperson who has a little bit of experience, maybe 5-10 years experience in the business, and then goes and starts their own thing. Do you think that it is smart for a salesperson to start their own business in roofing without some sort of other background on the rest of the business?
Yes and no. I've actually worked, two of my really good friends that I've worked with over the years started their own roofing company, mm-hmm. and they're running it on their own. Mm-hmm. They don't have admin operations. They don't have offices. They work out of their houses. They have their wives helping them for admin stuff. And they're successful.
Yeah.
They've taken off and they've done a little bit of marketing here and there.
Yeah.
So yes, if you're, you know, if you were deep into sales, they were both sales managers at the company.
Yeah.
So they, you know, were able to gather a little bit of everything, you know, admin, sales, operations, a little bit of HR, a little bit of knowledge in the manufacturer industry. But I mean, if you don't have all of that, then it probably is hard to, you know, navigate through a roofing company.
Right.
Any company really for that matter.
Yeah. So then do you think that it gave you guys a little bit of an advantage that none of you came from a roofing sales background, but instead, you know, obviously Dante had business and sales experience in other industries. You had operations and admin experience, David with the manufacturing experience. Do you think that that gave you guys an edge into this industry to start your company?
No, because I don't know if I mentioned it earlier, but I did. I worked with the roofing sales.
I'm sorry.
Earlier.
Yeah, I think that's the first time you've ever told me. I've worked for you for 3 months and you've never told me that.
I mean, I ran the branch in San Antonio for years.
Yeah.
And I did, me and the owner, Eric, he came down at the 2016 storm, mm-hmm. And I was his first hire. Mm-hmm. So he brought all his guys from Tennessee because he had a branch in Tennessee.
Yeah.
He brought all his sales guys from Tennessee and his roofing crew from Tennessee and hired, then like a month later hired me. Mm-hmm. And, but the storm was so big, having four sales guys just wasn't cutting it.
Yeah.
So he was busy working out in the field with the guys from Tennessee, helping the, you know, moving parts around and making sure materials were being ordered, making sure labor was being, you know, sent out correctly. So during that time, I did have to oversee the sales team.
Yeah.
So I oversaw the sales team for about a year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Until I hired a sales manager.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we had the canvassing team too, which I oversaw also. But my main focus was operations.
Right.
Because without that running smoothly, our sales team would have been horrible.
Right.
You know, because we didn't have a sales manager at the time.
Yeah.
Or anybody in that specific position except for the owner. But the owner was too busy out in the field, you know, running the show.
Right.
I think just the little bit I have, and then David being in sales with Owens Corning, he had knowledge of how to run a team from the knowledge he has from sales.
Yeah.
So between us and then a little bit of Dante's background too. I mean, I think we kind of, with all of us getting together.
Kind of the perfect storm.
Yeah, exactly.
The three amigos.
Yeah. We didn't cause a tornado or anything, so we're good.
Now,
and Dante's really, really good with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
definitely is.
Yeah. He's good at, you know, keeping everybody in check and making sure they have that mindset and, you know, drive. He's got, you know, a lot of feedback in that.
Ambitious too.
Very.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as far as the roofing business goes, what do you think the most important piece of it is?
Oh, I probably the culture in the office, you know, that you can see it in your team when they go out into the field,
mm-hmm.
you know, just having the right resources, apps, you know, we use Canvas for our canvassing app to door knock so we can track all of our leads. And then having the right CRM in place, having all the man, knowing what you're selling,
mm-hmm.
having all the background on each manufacturer.
Yeah.
And we don't stick with one manufacturer. We're really selling, you know, the color too. Mm. It's just too hard right now with COVID and everything else going on in our industry to just stick with one manufacturer. So I think just a combination of all of that, makes for the perfect storm.
Yeah. Do you guys have a plan on going to one manufacturer eventually?
Possibly, you know, once we get past this hump.
Yeah.
With the past roofing companies I worked for, we did stick with one manufacturer.
Yeah.
And it did make it a little bit harder for our sales guys.
Yeah.
You know, and we were a lot further out on builds than you would be if you have more of a choice.
Right.
Of manufacturer. You know, so right now, no, but maybe in the future.
Now, with all your experience in the roofing industry, you've seen the ups and downs of shingles and the good and the bad of each manufacturer. Do you have one that you prefer right now?
Owens Corning.
Yeah. Are you just saying that because David used to work there?
Not really, no. I promise, David, I'm not. I mean, I like Malarkey too. I sold Malarkey for years and I like their story, you know.
Yeah.
And their roofing system is really good.
Yeah.
Their warranties are really good.
Yeah.
But working with Owens Corning now, you know, since we started Rhino Roofers, I really stand behind them too. I think they have a really good roofing system.
Yeah.
And warranties.
Yeah. No, they definitely do.
Yeah.
So if you had to give a salesperson going to get into this industry one piece of advice, let's just say they've never been in the industry before, they're coming in fresh, what would that one piece of advice be?
Be patient, you know, get out there and be excited about what you're doing. Get the right mindset going. You know, go out there and show your personality, you know, versus your product. Just go out there and you know, talk about who you are and what you have to offer. Be, you know, knowledgeable in what you're doing.
Yeah.
Do your research, watch training videos. I mean, the one great thing I like about our company too is that we follow a few really good coaches in the roofing industry. Adam Bensman is one of them, and we've done a lot with him and his training, and we try to keep up with his techniques and canvassing and selling, and so I think that just having the right mindset, really.
Yeah.
Get out there and make some money.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any advice for anybody who is currently in the roofing industry?
Probably the same stuff. Just mindset and find your niche, your comfort zone while you're out there selling.
Yeah.
Find a good area that you like to knock in that you feel, that you're going to get really good leads. And, usually a lot of times we get leads in and through our marketing, and, we encourage our guys to go out there and canvass in that area, door knock around where they might have a lead already. Your success rate's a lot better.
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure interviewing you. So we'll have to hop back on in a year and see where Rhino Roofers is at that point.
Yeah, I would love that. I'm really looking forward to 2022. I think we have a great sales team, and we hired two really great sales managers, Jacob and Brandon. And I'm excited to see where we're going, this next year.
Oh yeah, me too.
Or without a storm, I think, we're all, in it together, and we have a great team, and David and Dante are, great to work with also. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll catch you on the next one.
Okay.